We're going to talk about the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Go read about it in the book of Romans. See, the goodness of God does not lead you to keep living like the world. The goodness of God does not keep you still following false man-made religion. The goodness of God does not allow you to keep your own false ways. No, the goodness of God leads you to repentance. That means change your mind, change your ways, and turn and follow Christ's ways. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you a sheep of God, and are you following Christ in spirit and in truth? Well, there's a good test. Are you keeping false man-made religion like Roman Catholicism? Are you keeping false ways like the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, that God never ordained? Are you keeping pride and vanity in your dress and how you look? That makes you an abomination to God, Proverbs 6:17. Are you keeping worldliness? Worldliness is a sin before God because Christ died to set you free, and keeping worldliness makes you live after your flesh and Satan's kingdom. I preached this yesterday. How wicked. God gives us air and life and breath, but you reward Satan by following his kingdom rather than following the kingdom of our Father. How wicked and corrupt is that? That is the epitome of wickedness, and that's why Jesus hated the religious systems of his day. He would come and rebuke the Roman Catholics and the evangelicals and all the rest of them. He would come and warn the people of the world that you can't be of the world and claim him. Now, we have to do both in these worldly... We have to do both in these worldly systems, because there's a lot of people that claim Jesus Christ in America. But God bless America is not true. God's going to judge America for its sin. America is Sodom too. And so the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Change your mind, change your ways, come out of the world, come out of every false way, to seek Christ in spirit and truth, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Unless you're doing that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. It's loving to come and tell you that Jesus described hell more than heaven. Jesus warned of the eternal fate of burning forever and ever in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus described those, like the story of the rich man and Lazarus, of those suffering in a place where there is no rest. And how do you get there? You get there by rejecting the truth of God. You get there by living after your own ways. But Jesus said, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Jesus is so awesome. He's so wonderful. He's so glorious. He's so merciful. He's so loving. He's so truthful. But guess what? You don't get any of the good qualities of God until you repent and follow him and come out of the world and come out of your false church systems like the Roman Catholic church system, the evangelical church system. You won't find any of that in the scriptures. The scriptures teach you to walk after Christ in spirit and truth and holiness. The scriptures teach you to turn from your worldly ways. The scriptures teach you to lose your life to follow Jesus Christ. But if you're not following the scriptures, Jesus is the Word made flesh. John 1. Jesus is God incarnate in the flesh. So if you demean the Word of God, you're demeaning Jesus. If you don't obey the Word of God, you're not obeying Jesus. If you keep your own false ways, you're an idolater. But the goodness of God can lead you to repentance. The goodness of God can call you to come out of all of your sin, your pride, your vanity, your worldliness. Did you know God hates your worldliness and your pride and your vanity, ladies? He hates mine too if I practice it. Are you loving what God loves and hating what God hates? That's what this whole thing is all about, this life. Christ came into the world to redeem to himself a holy people, but you're living like the world, so you have not the truth of God in you. You have not the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so you're under the wrath and the danger of hellfire. Well, the two great commands is to love God and love your neighbor. We're just here to tell you that the judgment of God is coming for worldly people that seek the ways of the world. We don't want our neighbors to suffer the judgment and the wrath of God that's coming. Are you willing to lose your life, neighbor? Are you willing to surrender? Lose your friends, your family, your church system for the truth of God. Most of you are idolaters because you love your family more than God. You love your pride and vanity more than God. The Bible says to obey God is to keep his commandments. A lot of Christians here telling me supposedly that they love God. That they love God, but they're not obeying him. So if you're not obeying God, how can you say that you love him? 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. If you're not loving God by obeying him, you have a false Jesus that you're not obeying. And Christ warned in Matthew 24, there will be many false Jesus in the last days. There will be many false people that come and say he's the Christ, and they will deceive many. And so we love you enough to tell you the truth, that you have to turn or you're going to lose your soul. Old people with no wisdom. Old people in foolishness. Old people not afraid to die because they fear God. You need to be afraid to die, old lady. I'm old too. I'm with you. I'm old. You're old. You need to be afraid of God because you're going to suffer the wrath of God one day. And it's loving to tell you that. You're going to suffer the wrath of God. But Jesus died to set us free. How does the things of the world further the kingdom of God? How does Brewers baseball further the kingdom of God? How does getting a college degree and advanced degrees further the kingdom of God? How does art further the kingdom of God? How does walking around showing off your form in pride and vanity further the kingdom of God? How does uncovering your head, ladies, women, further the kingdom of God when you're supposed to cover your head? How does living worldly and carnal further the kingdom of God? It doesn't further the kingdom of God. It's sin. It's sin, and we come to tell the truth. We don't want you to live in sin. If you do, we want you to know the cost of it, your soul. The cost of living in sin is your soul. You're going to be judged. The world is sin. Man-made religion is sin. Living in your flesh is sin. Unless you come out and walk in spirit and truth according to God's word, you're in sin. Jesus doesn't cover willful sin. You're living, walking, you're like the pig in the wallow. You're enjoying your sin. When I was worldly, I used to enjoy my sin as well. And we preach it all the time. We're no better than any of you folks, but we are different. We're different. We've repented. We've come out of the world. We've transformed our lives by the Spirit of God, the power of God. But look at these people coming out. They say they know Jesus, but they live like the devil. How am I saying you're living like the devil? You're living in the devil's kingdom, the world. You're living by the devil's standards. You're showing yourself off. You're living for the things of the world. You're practicing lip service Christianity that God hates. So we just come to these places and remind you that Jesus shed his blood and came into the world to seek and save the lost. He's a glorious Savior worthy to lift up. We're not interested in art fairs, trinkets, or food trucks. I know everybody's got to eat, nothing sinful about eating, but America's a gluttonous nation, have you noticed? America is a gluttonous nation. What was the sin of Sodom? Gluttony, full of bread, pride, and sexual sin. That sounds like America. America is Sodom too. America is Sodom too. And we need to correct the statement, not God bless America. I've been preaching it all over. God's coming to judge America and the world. And so America is the Titanic. She's going down, sinking. You got to decide. You're going to hold on to the mast and go down to the bottom with it? Or are you going to flee ship, meaning come out of this culture, and when God judges it, if you're his, he's going to separate you out. But if you're part of the American culture, if you're holding on to the ways of America, you're a goat that God's going to judge and destroy. So it would be wise if you repent and seek the kingdom of God today by testing everything in Scripture, by living a life that's pleasing to a holy Savior. It isn't pleasing to God as you live after your own ways. It isn't pleasing to God as you follow the culture. It isn't pleasing to God as the youth walk around and the middle-aged people and the old people in worldliness, carnality, pride, and vanity, showing their bodies off, practicing vanity in the religious systems, basically putting their finger in the nose of Jesus Christ, saying, we don't need your ways, we'll do our own way. That's what Christmas and Easter is. That's what living like the world and going to church on Sunday is. Throwing God your Sunday scrap. I know there's a lot of Christians here, so-called Christians. But American churchianity will not get you to the kingdom of God. American churchianity will get you to the judgment of God. American churchianity is full of lies, and one lie puts you outside the kingdom. Go read your Bibles. Go read Revelation 22. One lie puts you out of the kingdom of God. We don't want you to live in lies. Repent and seek the kingdom.